Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
As we seek globally to protect important marine ecosystems from overfishing and damaging extractive uses, we must also focus our protection efforts around the unfortunate effects that plastic waste is having on the global ocean, U.S. Undersecretary of State for Economic Growth, Energy, and the Environment, Catherine Novelli, said recently in an event in Washington, D.C., on the protection of the ocean. Once in the ocean, plastic waste can entangle sea creatures, damage habitats like coral reefs, and be eaten by marine animals, she said. It also breaks down into small pieces, which can persist for hundreds of years. Current plastic production is over 200 million tons each year. By 2025, plastic consumption in Asia is forecasted to increase by 80% to surpass 200 million tons and global consumption to 400 million tons. There could be 1 ton of plastic for every 3 tons of fish in the ocean by 2025. To address this problem, Undersecretary Novelli said we need to focus on 3 areas. First, reduce plastic waste. Second, improve national systems for waste management. And third, encourage reuse and recycling of plastics. This global problem can also be viewed as an opportunity, one where entrepreneurs and innovators can drive us to practical solutions, she said. The innovative circular economy concept's life cycle treatment of materials and energy calls for redesigning products and business models to increase recycling rates and recapture materials for next-generation use. This can potentially revolutionize our ability to minimize waste. Addressing waste collection in developing countries is necessary to solve the ocean plastic problem, Undersecretary Novelli pointed out. Economically viable solutions, such as waste-to-energy projects and recycling innovation, hold significant promise. About half of the plastic in the ocean can be attributed to only 5 countries that lack adequate waste management. There is a greater need than ever for global cooperation to combat marine debris, Undersecretary Novelli said. The problem requires attention at every level and every step, from the development of a comprehensive waste collection infrastructure to the advanced reengineering and innovation that will constitute a sustainable, circular economy model, to choices we all make in our daily lives.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.